Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest odds, news, and sports developments, including NBA Summer League, Major League Baseball, the latest fighting news, and even next season's early NFL futures. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEVE to get the bonus and get into the action. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Hello, welcome back to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your producer, Jeremiah Long. And joining me to talk about the Texas Longhorns in our team preview for 2022 is our expert host on the scene, Mr. Logan Landers. How's it going, man?
What's going on, Jeremiah? Talking about the eye of Texas today with the Longhorns, one of the most ravenous, one of the most fun, just the most engaging college football franchises, programs in really just all of college. So it's going to be fun to talk about this team. A little bit of a struggle last year, but I think they're on the up and up. It's going to be fun to talk about with this team as well as the many, many others we have coming up down the pipeline.
Absolutely. And for everybody watching, thank you so much. It's because of you, especially sharing our show via word of mouth, just telling your friends and family about the show and about the podcast, 100 Yards of Football, that we've been able to grow so exponentially over the last few years. So thank you. Well, Mr. Logan Landers, the Texas Longhorns, this is one we've been wanting to hear about. All the fandom is wondering what's going to happen with this team for this year. So tell us, what do we have to look forward to?
Well, this is a team last year who came out the gates hot, right? Started off 4-1. People were saying, oh, yeah, look at Texas. They're coming back. And then things kind of went downhill. They lost 3 straight. They lost Oklahoma, Oklahoma State, and Baylor, all 3 really good teams. And then they probably the most just gut-wrenching loss. You lost to Kansas. It was at home, right? And they only had 2 wins on the year that Kansas did at the time. You lost to them, and that completed their longest losing streak in team history with 6. So finishing off the year with a total of a 5-7 record, 3-6 in the Big 12. You got to hope that Coach Steve Sarkisian, who is a very talented head coach, he can get things going in year number 2. Well, I would say they have done very well so far. They've done good. They have a top 5 recruiting class now. Of course, with the talk of the town now being the Manning, right? We all know the Manning name. They have Arch Manning, who's going to be coming to school here in a few seasons. So watch out for him because he is going to be on the rise once the team moves on, right? They're going to be joining the SEC in a few seasons, in, I believe, 24 or 25. So that is going to be fun to watch. And Arch Manning is going to be ready for the big time with this team. But let's talk about what we can expect from Texas this upcoming season and how they can improve potentially on a disappointing 2021. So looking at this team, they really got to fix just a good bit of stuff. Obviously, with the first-year head coach, you're not going to get all the talent that you would want. Year 1 is going to be from the previous administration. So now we're going to start seeing a few more of Coach Sark's guys coming on in. And let's talk about this team. Let's go over and talk to their offense first. Looking at this offense, it's going to be good to have Coach Steve Sarkisian because he's a very talented offensive mind. So they've got to get it going, though. They've got to get it cranked up, going to that next level. And like I said, they averaged 424 yards last year and 35 points. That was good, but just wasn't enough because the defense couldn't handle up, right? The offense did have moments where they were stalled out, especially in the second half. They just couldn't get much going, and the team just kind of fell apart in that second half of the football game. They would do really good in the first 2 quarters, and 3 and 4, they just kind of just lackadaisically just kind of relax the whole game. You can't have that this upcoming year. So looking at this team, talent-wise, though, they probably have maybe the best skill players in the Big 12. And they have some really good players who could be very much NFL caliber if they produce once again this upcoming 22 season. And this team is going to be good. Like I said, they got a quarterback not named Arch Manning yet. You got to rock with Quinn Ewers, who's coming over, right? We all know he came over from Ohio State. People are really touting this guy, one of the most talented quarterbacks in the league, potentially. And he's got the job pretty much nailed down. You've got Casey Thompson and Hudson Card behind him in case things just don't work out. So you never know. So I'm expecting big things from Quinn this upcoming year. And the receiving core, you've got Xavier Worthy, who was a first-team All-Big 12 talent. He had a 62-catch year with close to 1,000 yards and 12 scores. So I expect him to have another big season. We also have second-leading receiver Jordan Whittington is back one more time, right? He's coming in with Isaiah Nayor, who are both big-time targets to look out for. Isaiah's coming over from Wyoming, who averaged 22 yards per catch last season. So a big playmaker right there. Look out for him. You have a tight end, right? You lost Cade Brewer. He's done. But you have Jatavion Sanders, who is a big-time talent, ready to break out and show what he can do. And you also bring over Jaleel Billingsley, who's coming over from Roll Tide, Alabama, to kickstart your tight ends there. So I think that they're looking good. I think that the weapons are looking really solid for this team. And I think that the offensive line is going to be a big key factor. They've got to be better in pass protection. And as far as they were good for the ground game in terms of getting runs, they averaged about 200 yards a game. But you got to keep Quinn Ewers up and ready and not flat on his backside like a lot of Texas players were last year. They got to improve there. You have Christian Jones, who's going to be good. He's going to be someone to look out for. And also Cole Hudson on the line. And looking at the running back, you have Bijan Robinson, averaged close to 6 yards per carry last season, over 1,000 yards, 12 scores, and also 4 receiving touchdowns as well. So look out for that if they emphasize that a little bit more in his game. He was a little bit banged up the second half of the season with some recurring nagging injuries, we all know, out the final 2 games. But when he's healthy, man, he can really put this team on his back and look good, I think. So let's go over to the defensive side of things, talking about this team. And you got Pete Kwiatkowski, had a year last year trying to build up that D, and you hope that it can pay off this upcoming year, ladies and gentlemen. Because, like I said, last year finished 100th in the country, allowing 31 points per game. That ain't going to get it done. It don't matter what conference you're in. It's tough to win football games when you allow over 30 points a ball game. I mean, I get if you have a tremendous offense and all, but still, that is not doing them any favors. So let's talk about this team. Their run defense got absolutely drilled last season. Allowed over 200 yards a game and gave up over 5 yards per carry. They've got to get better at tackling the running back, getting him down on the ground, and maybe getting some strip fumbles in there as well, just knocking the ball out. So the talent is there, though. That's the thing. The talent is there for this team. The experience, they got options, and they also had some really good transfer portal guys come over as well as their recruiting classes. So the production has got to follow suit. The linebacking core, they should be the bright spot, I think, of this defense. You have DeMarvin Overshone, who led the team last year, 74 tackles. Luke Brockmeyer, who had 70. And also Ovi Ogufo has to be a little bit more of a factor in the backfield, I believe. You did get Damian Tucker Dorsey from James Madison, who's going to be a good signing for that rotation. As for the pass rush, man, they got to get it going. Where is it at in the front four? They only had 20 sacks last season. I mean, this is Texas we're talking about here. You got to get things going, man. Most of the work was even done by the linebackers last year, and no one on the team came up with more than 2.5 sacks. That's insane. So they got to get things going. People to look out for, you got Moro Ojomo and Keandre Coburn. Coburn's a big guy, man. He's 336 on a light day. He's an all-star. He's going to be looking good. You have Alfred Collins as well. He's going to be getting some moves in there. So I think they should if they want to improve their defense, man, they got to start tackling more. They've got to get to the quarterback a little bit more. Like I said, the pass rush was a little bit rough. But the secondary as well has to make some big moves. B.J. Foster led the team last year with only 3 interceptions, but he's gone. He's gone to Sam Houston State. So you have a transfer coming over, Ryan Watts, from the Ohio State University, on one job, right, with a veteran, Deshaun Jameson, on the other, looking good back there. Also in your safeties, you got Anthony Cook, who's all Big 12, and Jaron Thompson to do what they need to do when the ball gets a little bit deep. So looking at this Texas team, man, it's still just perplexing to me how they're still trying to get things going, right? I get new head coach and whatnot, but the keys I think they need to look out for are just being more consistent on offense, both halves of the game, right? First and second half. And for the second and for the defense, you just got to get that pass rush flowing. You got to get it going. And like I said, this team is going to be let's look at their schedule before I give my final thoughts, right? They're facing ULM week one, right? A nice tune-up for a small school coming up next. You might have never heard of him, Jeremiah, called the Alabama Crimson Tide in week two. So that's going to be a little bit rough, right? Then you got UTSA, Texas Tech, West Virginia, Oklahoma, October the 8th. That's going to be a great game as always. Iowa State, Oklahoma State, Kansas State, bunch of states back to back to back. You got TCU, Kansas, and rounding out the year with Baylor. So I expect a better season in 22. I'm not expecting anything too crazy. I expect them to improve on their 5-win season, though. Maybe get up to 8 potentially. But I don't see big things yet from Texas. I can see it in a few years, in a couple of seasons, but not in 22. I'm waiting for some more transfers, some more recruiting guys to come over and kick off this team. I'm waiting for Arch Manning, most importantly, right? Number one recruit in the nation. And the big key I need to see from Texas, like I said one more time, I think the offense is going to be okay. I'm not too worried about that. But they've got to improve the defense if they want to win ball games. You can't allow over 30 points a game. You can't only get 20 sacks in a season. And you can't allow over 200 yards on the ground each and every game. So if the defense can improve, this team is going to be pretty solid. But I don't know if they're there quite yet. But, hey, I am all for a surprise to see what Texas can do in 2022, Jeremiah.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
Yeah, you know, and when you've got a Manning coming in, there's always going to be some fanfare. There's going to be more butts in the seats just to see whether or not the hype, you know, lines up. No pressure on this young man, though, because he has got a great legacy. He's got great people around him. And if he chooses to just ditch out on all of us and become a avocado farmer, I'm going to be just as happy for him in that.
He's going to be the greatest avocado farmer, though. I'll give you that much.
Hey, he's going to be bombing those avocados over to his people. So, so all I feel like, you know, enjoy your college experience. You know, don't feel the pressure. You know, just know that you've got great support. We're all here out there rooting for you. But if you decide you want to ditch it and become an avocado farmer, if you want to be an underwater basket weaver, if you want to be a professional skydiver, do what you like coming out of college. It's still college. You're a young man. You can decide to do whatever you want with your life. If football is your personal passion, then go for it. And if at the end of all this, we've had a great time and you move on, we're all going to be here for you. And so will the Longhorns fans. They're going to be excited to see whatever it is that you do. One thing that comes to mind for me is a Heath Shuler in Tennessee. He went on to have a great real estate career and everybody still knew that name. So I definitely considered him. And so, yeah. So do what you like. And, you know, to all our Longhorns fans, tell us, what do you think is going to happen in this season? And if you're listening to our podcast version, first off, thank you. But if you're not listening to our podcast, come and join us. Listen to our podcast, 100 Yards of Football. If you're already one of our podcast listeners, we'd encourage you to go back, check out all the amazing history specials, the interviews that we've done with legendary players throughout the seasons, and our other great sports broadcasters that we bring on the broadcast to talk about the depths of all the great pieces of football. So that's basically our job. We bring it to you every week. We bring you a new podcast pretty much every day, and we love to do this. So thank you so much, Logan Landers, for that incredible preview. And, you know, these Texas Longhorns, they're a big one, so we know we'll be talking about them more in the season. So everyone who's a fan of them, please keep looking out. Well, I am your producer, Jeremiah Long, and this has been another great episode of 100 Yards of Football. Stay tuned, and we'll be back with another live episode.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.